And currently here at the KDOM studios, cloudy skies and 45 degrees. It is time for Kaleidoscope this morning. We get to talk with Emily Masters with Windamaria Health, and it kind of feels like we're a week early.
We are a week early, yes. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Now, we've got Memorial Day next week.
Right, yes. So our board moved their meeting up to last night.
Okay. But yeah. What it does, it gives us a chance to kind of go through things. Anything exciting happen in the meeting we should talk about?
Nothing too exciting in the meeting. Because we were so early in the month, we didn't have our financials reported out. They'll be reported next month.
Okay.
But we did talk about volumes. We had really good volumes in April. A lot of activity at the hospital. A couple of the notable things. We've been having a lot of babies.
Which is a good thing.
Comes in cycles. It's so interesting.
No rhyme or reason, is there?
No. So we had 11 babies in April. We had 15 in March and 12 in February. So
wow.
That's above our average. The other thing that was interesting, I know several months ago I mentioned about how our emergency room volumes are always just steady.
Right.
And I think I jinxed myself.
Uh-oh.
Because we've had a few months here and there where we've had really high emergency room volumes, which, nobody wants to see.
Right.
But we're here to help if there's those issues. And then we continue to see strong inpatient volumes, with our hospitalist program. I've talked about that and reducing our transfers. So just continue to see good volumes on both the inpatient and outpatient side.
Does the increase in maybe emergency service, but maybe more so the babies, do you feel like it has anything to do with the growth and the reputation that the hospital has built, that people maybe are choosing to come here instead of driving somewhere else?
Absolutely. I think, with the births, we do just see cyclical things happen.
Sure.
But emergency room, that's a really good point. We're staffed 24 hours a day with a physician, which is kind of unique for our area. A lot of people staff emergency rooms with nurse practitioners, mm-hmm. or APPs. There's nothing wrong with that, but we pride ourselves with having a MD on staff. And we have a really great group of those emergency room providers, so that might have something to do with it too.
Absolutely. Well, and we talk a lot when the hospital comes in, no matter who it is, about the service,
mm-hmm.
that is provided and the growth and kind of finding the areas that need the growth and really focusing on them.
Right. And that goes in two ways. One is the services and the other is location. We talked about the fact that we're really kind of honing in on specialists because primary care is kind of handled here in Windham by Avera and Sanford.
Sure.
But our place is really bringing in those specialties that are missing. And one of those that we've continued to try to fill is urology. We are in a desert here. The closest urologist you can go to is in Mankato, and you're going to have to wait 3 months. So we have a really good lead on having a urologist come in, working with them on what that looks like. We still have Lori Fett here, who does see urology needs as well, but she can't do procedures. So that's really the missing piece that we're trying to round out with that. So hopefully next time somebody comes and talks to you, we can give you more information about that. But the other is location. So, we know there's other healthcare systems that are contracting, taking services out of their communities, the notable one, Fairmont. So we continue to kind of look at, we have our clinic in Trimont. What are some other ways that we can maybe fill some gaps over that direction?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the need is definitely there.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
All right. So, yes, the search is still on. What else do we need to talk about today?
Well, just to report out on something fun,
everybody likes fun.
We had a great hospital week last week. We rounded out the week with an egg drop contest. All of our departments created a contraption to try to save the egg from being dropped, and we had this dramatic, scissor lift drop at various heights. And we ended up having three departments whose egg just would not break.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So they had to draw in the end, but it was really fun to watch. And we've got a great reel on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, if you want to check out this, the highlights
you
of it.
You can watch it yourself.
Yeah, yep.
Very good.
And then we, believe it or not, it's been almost a year that we've opened and moved into our new medical building.
I cannot believe it's been a year already.
I know. So the first department to kind of move in and open was the Wellness Center. So that was a year ago, the first week of June. They did kind of a soft launch. And so they're now up on their first anniversary already.
Wow.
And they're doing a bunch of specials, events, fun things next, I want to say next week, but there's that extra pesky week in there of May. So this is June 1st through the 5th. And they will have discounts on memberships. There's healthy snacks to come try and some events. So on Wednesday, they're having an event on the path. This is June 3rd and it's from 5 to 7. Food trucks, activities around the path, you know, come bring the family, get some exercise. And then there'll be some drawings for some memberships and things that day as well. And then to round out that week, we have a fun event called Sweat and Smoothies, and it's more appetizing than it makes it sound.
Okay.
Two separate things, right?
Okay. First you sweat,
then you get the smoothie.
Okay.
So it's free if you have a class pass with us, or it's just $5 a person. Come and try it.
Okay.
It'll be a class from 8 a.m. to 8:45, and then after your workout, you can get a refreshing smoothie.
Nice. That'll
be all included.
And if you've never been up there, never tried the Wellness Center before, this is a great chance to.
Yes. Yep. So that whole week you can come up, see the space, get a tour, sign up for some drawings, have some fun with some events. So yeah.
Is the growth, the use, the memberships, has that
absolutely
grown like you expected it would over the last year?
Yes, absolutely. We're seeing a lot of growth, a lot of signups. If you take a look at our class calendar, every day it's just jam-packed with classes people can participate in. And that's outside of, you know, your normal cardio machines and weights and all
and
that.
And it is fully stocked with everything you need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we need to look forward to that. And that's pretty much the whole first week of June.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, right.
Very good. Emily, what else do we need to talk about today?
Just one other mention. We have a community education class coming up called Don't Sugarcoat It. As I mentioned, we're looking at some locations towards the Trimont area. So this will be held in Trimont. But if you don't mind a drive, this is starting June 3rd. It's a diabetic education class called Don't Sugarcoat It. So it's June 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th. It's just getting some basic education on how to manage your diabetes.
That makes a lot more sense when you learn it's diabetic training for diabetics.
Yeah.
When you talk about sugarcoating it.
Right. So, yeah.
Okay. Very good. And details for that, where do you get more information?
Yeah, you can call Jenna Keel, who's our great diabetic educator at the hospital, and that's 831-0662.
All right. Very good. And next month, we'll talk some more financial numbers.
Yes. We'll have more of a thorough report out then.
That works. Anything else we need to mention today?
I don't think so.
Still, even when it doesn't feel like there's a lot going on, there's a lot going on.
Yep. Always something happening.
Always. Emily, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Emily Masters with Windham Area Health, and that's our update for the month on KDOM.